This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We can tell you that the buzz is over this upcoming debate on Sunday in St. Louis, the second one between Donald Trump, the Republican nominee for president, and Hillary Clinton from the Democratic side. People are gearing up, some traveling to St. Louis just to be there. And here's what Donald Trump had to say, really seizing the moment about Bill Clinton's comments on Obamacare.
2 days ago, Bill Clinton torched President Obama's signature legislation. Remember, Hillary Clinton called Obamacare one of the greatest accomplishments of the president.
Yeah, coming up this hour, we talked to Megan Barth specifically about that, about the Bill Clinton comments and her reaction to it. She's covered this story for a long time from the Affordable Care Act point of view, and you know we certainly have here on America Tonight, and I've said this before, you know, the best thing about the Affordable Care Act was the fact that you could get rid of those pre-existing conditions, especially with children, because that was really crippling a lot of families. There's no question about that. But the worst part is that we have helter-skelter health insurance, and we have no idea. I've said this personal example of when you go to the doctor, if you have a really super good doctor and they're willing to take on the nonsense, they'll take, you know, they'll take the payment in any form. And I've seen that. I've seen that with my doctor. I can tell there's people that are, he's great. And when you get hooked into him, you trust him, you like him, he knows you. And he's working with people because he's frustrated by the system. And I hear that more and more. And that's not unusual since we've fallen into this trap of Obamacare. It is a nightmare. And so Bill Clinton, I think, had a moment of clarity where he let his true feelings be known. And these are things that have had to have been talked about, I'm certain, around him, but I'm sure they wanted to tell him, what are you doing? Have you lost your mind saying that? Because I do think the ultimate plan is probably to do the single payer thing, and I don't think you have to be a genius to figure that out, because it's a disaster. So how do you roll back that disaster? That's what's going to happen, depending on who's elected and depending on what's voted upon. And yet we haven't really talked about that this much in these debates, but trust me, it will come up. Let's go to Izzy right at the top. Always a pleasure to have her on. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
I'm doing okay, Kate. Guess where I'm going Sunday?
Where are you going?
To the debate.
No, you're going to the debate.
I have a ticket. Well, I have an invitation. I'm going with another couple.
And
Yes, and the seats are, well, they're all assigned. So I'll be pretty down close for it. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so excited. I'll have to find a suit that fits.
I love it. I think that's great. You should be
and
there.
Keep my mouth shut.
No, that's okay. There's going to be reaction. There's always people reacting, even though they tell people not to. But, I mean, you'll be right there to see that. I think that's great.
I am. I'm so excited. I can't hardly stand it.
Yay.
So,
I like that. You have to look for Justin. Justin Duckham is going to be there. I'll tell him to look for you. It's going to be crowded, but it's going to be fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The tickets are gone.
Oh, of course.
And
yeah.
I want to go. So, okay. This is for everybody. Cause I'm still on my little kick about, excuse me, the kneeling at the national anthem crap.
Yeah.
Go back and look at Super Bowl 39. The U.S. National Anthem by Academy Choirs It was amazing. And it was, you know, everybody but the black athletes, too. And I don't know their names, but it was number 50 on the Eagles team and number 97 on the Patriots was singing along with it. Kate, it was so beautiful to watch. And I thought, what the hell happened 10 years later?
Yeah, that it got so... Yeah, Super Bowl 39 would have been the Patriots and the... I'm thinking, right? Yeah, Patriots and the Eagles. Oh, yeah, I remember watching that game in Dallas.
I couldn't see their name.
Yeah.
But I got their numbers, and I thought, you go, guys. And
yes.
I thought, God, and, you know, because most of the ones that are protesting are basically blacks. And I'm like, okay, look at all these fine football players from that Super Bowl. And, I mean, they were really... getting into the national anthem.
And yes.
Well, that made me so happy. But then did you hear about the school where 19 members decided to kneel? And
yes.
There was so much protest. Donors said no more donations.
Yeah.
They got such a backlash that they said that'll never happen again. I'm
yeah.
like, good for that school to turn that back around because, you know, this is just wrong in our country. You either live for it or you don't. And that includes all you little high-priced football players. And why can't mm-hmm. people quit being so hedonistic for a few games, just not watch them, don't go to them, and put it where it is, money.
Yeah, protest the games if you don't like what's happening before with the anthem. Well, you know, why support it? But, you know, some of the teams like Jerry Jones and other owners have come out and said that they, you know, are patriotic and they don't, you know, they're not as supportive, let's say, of what's happening on the field and the front office is trying to kind of dance around that. But the backlash, overwhelmingly, it's been huge. Even though there have been people that have been supportive, really, it's more the other way.
Well, yeah, it is because I've been reading things where ratings were down.
Yeah.
Commercials are down.
Yeah.
You know, when you start ticking off the sponsors, they're not happy people when they start losing money on their advertising.
Oh, yeah, because that supports, are you kidding? That supports the team locally and
yep.
nationally, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's my only real grump today. I'll take on Tomas's comment from a couple weeks back another time, but I just wanted to tell you I'm going through the debate and I just can't hardly stand the excitement. I'm going to pee my pants.
You got to call us back and give us a report on that next week after you come back because we want to hear.
I don't know what time I'll get back. Probably
late. Call us the next day or whenever you can. Let us know what it was like.
Yeah, and I'll be pretty tired. Hi, Dan. Hi, Graham. Stay cool. And by the way, Kay, no more changes. I just told Nathan he can't go anywhere. I'm at St. Patrick's meeting, and I keep thinking about Matt and how he's doing. I'm like, this is an old broad here. We can't do changes.
All right, I'll tell them.
Okay.
No changes. No changes.
Bye-bye.
Izzy, thanks so much for the call. You know, that's what happens. People get other jobs, better opportunities or whatever. But, yes, we loved Matt. We love Nathan. And we'll just tell Nathan he's got to stay. That's why he's got to take some time off so that he gets rested and he can come back. Oh, I love it when people get attached. That's good. That's a good thing. We're like a family. All right, hang with us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Conversation with Megan Barth about Bill Clinton's comments on Obamacare and then trying to reel them back. And also we're going to have a conversation with Michael Dougherty. This is good. Michael Dougherty, anything technology, this guy knows his stuff. And he certainly knows Washington, too. He's one of my favorite people to have on the show, actually, when it comes to security and things, sketchy things, let's say, that have happened. So he's got some stories to share, let's say. Let's go to Grim. Hi, Grim. How are you?
Howdy there, K-8 for the Peabody Award.
and how are you?
And to America's sweetheart, Izzy, I'm glad you're representing us. And if she is a veteran, she needs to wear her VFW hat to the debate. And if she does get upset, she can throw her hat in.
I like that. That's a good idea.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's nothing against that. As long as she don't hit anybody with it, she can throw it up on stage just like a rotten tomato.
I love that. You're right. She can do that. I'm excited for her. I mean,
look, this
is a woman. This is a woman who has lived the life. I mean, she's done it all. She was a cop. You know, she served. She did all kinds of things in her life. And I'll tell you, you can tell this from Izzy if you're listening to us. I don't care if you're, what is my famous saying, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between,
yep.
Grim. She really does a thorough job of defending what her position is, or telling you why, I should say, she feels the way she does. So she's always great about that.
And she's humble and willing to forgive.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
That's even keyer, you know. I mean, I can find a lot of things that could be fixed if people would just be humble and forgiving.
Yes.
But first, let's go back to the Thursday before the first debate between Trump and Clinton. I was watching my area's News at 5 broadcast, the local news, as they do with most stations, a piece on the clown sightings. As the story was started, the sightings began in North Carolina, but in two separate sightings here in Mississippi, or near State Highway was one, and then the other was near a high school with a clown sighting. Turned to scary as claimed he was carrying a machete. Well, there was two more local segments. Then they broadcasted national events, and the first was VP candidate Kane, because Hillary was, you know, prepping for the debate. As he was filmed slowly jogging up upon the stage to the podium, he stopped and slowly smiled to the camera, and then just the tip of his tongue slowly exposed itself. I began to sweat with shock and fear, for the images went backwards in slow motion, then replayed. But his hands were of white, big three-finger mittens, his suit large polka dots with a fringe collar, and at the headshot, orange horizontal hair, mostly white face, makeup with large black around the eyes, and a red sinister lips as he smiled, with no fake nose, just red.
Jeez, that's crazy. It's crazy.
Well, it shocked me. That's what came to my mind. I don't want no scary clown in office.
No kidding. Me either. No scary clowns, please.
And it's kind of odd that came to mind. And then I hear today on some of the, you know, talk shows that, you know, some of them depict them as evil during the talk show.
Who said that?
Oh, you mean I think it was on Chanity. He told it somebody else that had reported this, almost the senator in an evil way that, you know, he was bashing and interrupting.
Yeah.
You know, his looks, what they were, and that's just it. That's what, you know, I mean, it made me laugh again today, because I said, you know, apparently somebody sees what I see.
Oh, crack up. You know, we see what we want to see, though, don't we? We see what we want to see is what I think.
Oh, well, that's true. But, you know, I mean, how can they sit there and, because I'm sure you got Dan hanging, but how can we sit there as taxpayers take these lies? I mean, everybody pays taxes. I mean, my dad told me, anything that's legal, take full advantage of, because I guarantee you, they're not going to give you anything back in return.
Yeah.
But if it's illegal, don't do it.
Yeah. Well, because that's how you were raised. That's what you did. I mean, yeah.
Well, that's how you survived.
Yeah, that's how you survived. You're right.
Hey, you know, if you're middle class or lower middle class, you know, every penny counts.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to love the chicken and egg sandwiches I got at lunch in my brown bag. And fortunate enough, my mom was able, because she worked in the cafeteria most of her life. And she made sure us kids had a meal to take to school instead of cafeteria food.
Right.
But, you know, it got the right temperature, warmed up by noon, that it was delicious. It had a, you know, I guess a unique bacteria flavor to it.
Wow.
But, you know, that still comes to mind, you know.
Wow.
To think of, you know, something like that way back then. But
yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just it. You got to take full advantage. Matter of fact, the IRS audited my dad so much it was ridiculous, but that's because he stuffed everything in a shopping bag, organized, and when he showed up, it was all there. And he got to where he audited them every year because he had to, I guess, statistically check at least a few good people off.
Yeah, that's great. I love it. A few good people. I know they're there.
Well, unfortunately, I talked to an investigator, too, about this one night shooting poo, and she said, oh, yeah, who's you? Who's your dad? I said, nobody. Of course, he was passed on, but still yet, I mean, she wanted to know who the investigator was, probably, but he's probably wrong, retired anyhow at that point. It is ridiculous, you know, the way systems are. I mean, I don't believe they should ask any more than what the good Lord asked of us. As a matter of fact,
yeah.
Less. But I'd make it an even 10% because for the simple reason anybody can count to 10 and do division by 10 and multiply
I love that.
By 10.
And multiply by 10. Oh, that's hilarious.
Well, that's the easiest
Funny.
Math there is.
Yeah, you're right.
Really, you can't cheat it on paperwork or anything.
You're right. You're right. I love math. It's funny. As a kid, for people listening, I think we either struggle with math or we like math. Did you like math?
Oh, well, let me say I call women the wrong names, but I remember numbers.
You're very good at numbers. I gotcha.
That's why I like my grandfather and my dad. I'm a design engineer.
Yeah.
Got good 10 years behind doing that.
Yeah, so you came from a number family.
Yeah, but names, if I don't picture an object or something with your name.
yeah, you can't remember. Yep.
Oh, I got that eidetic memory that I have to associate when it comes to like a person's name. But I'll never forget your face because of the eidetic memory, you know. I 10
right.
years down the road, I could be overseas. I know that person, just don't know the name.
Right. That's funny. You know them, but you don't know the name. Some people have it's the opposite, or they just have trouble just even with numbers. And some people are just purely visual, and I'm definitely visual. I think in visual. I can recall visual things. I can remember it.
Oh,
interesting.
I can do it right now while we're talking. I can think of something and then play the movie in my
head.
Yeah,
me too. Yeah.
Well,
isn't
they
that
say
crazy?
They say that's for whether, you know, your left side's artistic and your right side's mathematic, which side, you know. But it seems I'm kind of strong in both. They just don't want to meet.
Never the two shall meet. Not the numbers and not where my place goes, where I'm dreaming of movies in color. Very funny conversation, Grim. But I don't know. I was thinking about that same thing about the about how you think. And I think that same way with the pictures. All right. Stay with us. Much more coming up on the flip side here in America Tonight.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Clinton the other day calls Obamacare the craziest thing in the world and then later tries to take it back, I'm sure, after the White House freaks out, which they did immediately on the horn trying to tell him to be quiet. And the first person I thought of is I cannot wait to talk to Megan Barth. She is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. And it's certainly she's nationally recognized. You see her on TV, you hear her on radio all over the place as a political commentator, and she's a great women's advocate as well. So, Megan, I couldn't wait to ask you this question. What did you think when you heard of Bill Clinton's comment?
Welcome home, Bill. I've been fighting against this monster since they started talking about it. If I was around during Ted Kennedy, I would have been fighting against it then, too. But this is what Republicans, conservatives, and most common sense thinking people knew was going to happen when the government thought that they were going to be able to deliver health care and take over 1/6 of the economy. Some were saying, do you understand what the DMV looks like? Well, that's what your health care exchange is going to look like. And we were exactly right. And this is Bill Clinton's problem. He's campaigning for Hillary Clinton, but it seems like he's campaigning for us. He keeps contradicting the Democrat talking points. Now, I don't know if that's age or if he's just back to his old moderate ways. He's not really the leftist that his wife is. So we've been saying that it's going to fail, and it was destined to fail, and it sure is. I don't know if you realize this, but 16 co-ops have completely gone under, with Tennessee and Minnesota collapsing next.
Yep.
There are a handful of states, about a half a dozen, whereby the consumers of those states are only going to have one choice in health care insurance. And many of those choices are going to spike their rates, right? Because there is no competition. And United Healthcare, for example, is exiting 31 of the 34 exchanges in which they participated in, and Aetna is leaving 11 of its 15 states by the end of this year.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So Yeah,
what do we do? What do we do, Megan? What are all those people supposed to do? They used to have health care. Now they're it's in disarray. I've told this story on the air. I went to one of those the doc in the box things one time because I had like a weird infection. My doctor wasn't around. It was really seemingly no big deal. But when I was in the waiting room, I was listening to what they were saying to people, and it was like a la carte off the menu. Well, do you have $1,000 in your pocket to pay for that X-ray? I was like, wow, I can't believe it. And it's because I started to talk to people in the room, but they don't even know what their coverage is, if they even have it.
Right, exactly. And there is another report that I talked about. They always talk about the women's vote.
Yeah.
Well, women in Arizona, especially Phoenix, under a Phoenix healthcare plan, will pay 122% more in premium next year. Women in Texas, 60% more. Women in New Mexico, 56% more. And this is already on top of the 20 to 50% more that they are paying within the last years. So I've been telling people, 2017, as predicted, is going to be an absolute bloodbath in the health insurance market. If you like your doctor, forget it. You either lost him or you're not going to be able to find him because no one's participating. All the insurance companies are absolutely bleeding mercilessly, and yet we're told by Hillary Clinton that everything's great, that Obamacare's just fine, it just needs a little tweaking. Well, her tweaking, of course, and this is what I've said from day one, Obamacare was destined to fail, it was designed to fail. Why? Because the plan, if you recall, was always a single-payer, nationalized health care system. And that's what Hillary Clinton now has just floated, of course. And she says she will defend and expand Obamacare. Fantastic. Let's expand something that's a complete, utter failure. But her idea or solution to the mass exodus of insurance companies from the exchanges is just to institute a full-scale public option. Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, it's, I mean, again, just absolutely insane. And you're right, floating the single payer, that's like the sleight of hand. We know that, I mean, look, if Hillary Clinton were elected, that's what's going to have to happen, right? That's the whole idea, is to jam that down.
That was the whole idea from the get-go.
From the beginning, yeah, yeah.
If you recall the whole entire process, which Barack Obama told us that the American people just weren't interested in the process, yeah, we were. They were trying to pull the slaughter amendment. Obamacare did not pass with a single Republican vote. Not even Olympia Snow voted for Obamacare. And so the whole idea was to get the bureaucracy in place.
Yeah.
The 16,000 IRS agents, the bureaucracy within government in order to manage the new enrollees, which only maybe number 11 million of which who are the highest users of the system, and that is why these insurance companies are bleeding to death. And so, of course, the single-payer option was always the goal. And liberalism is incrementalism. They will take as much as they can get today because the ends justify the means, which they will go after tomorrow.
Yeah, well said. I just thought it was hilarious that after all of that came out, and of course that was big news, he tried to clean up the criticism like we're talking about and said, look, the Affordable Health Care Act did a world of good and the 50-something efforts to repeal it, the Republicans have stated, were a terrible mistake. I don't think so. And, you know, he said at least, and I love this line, and it goes to everything you just said with all those facts, at least we are providing insurance to more than 90% of our people. The problem is it's just not the doctor they want to go to, and it costs them an outrageous amount of money that they can't afford, right?
Yeah, great. No, thank God you're getting some health care. You can't afford it, and you're seeing a warm body, but You know, you're going to either have to take the red pill or the blue pill for that gangrene that's growing down the
No kidding. No kidding. It is so, so crazy. So we'll see where this goes. If I were Trump's campaign manager, and I think Kellyanne Conway is doing some good things, I would pounce all over this.
Well, it would be nice if the moderators would ask about Obamacare.
Yep,
we
have two
debates now.
And nothing.
And I was going to say, Kate, you can just keep interrupting me if you'd like and pull a cane.
Exactly. Well, maybe it'll come up this next time. We'll see, because that's exactly what I wanted to hear. I thought, boy, everyone in America wants to know what's happening there. We want to hear the thoughts. So maybe this will happen on Sunday. We'll see. What do you think happens on Sunday's debate? What do you think that's going to be like for Trump?
Well, if the moderator does not bring these things up, Trump needs to force the conversation.
Yep, yep.
Trump needs to direct the debate. It's not the question that he's asked. It's the answer he wants to give. And so I think, and I hope that he's gotten some coaching on that, him not being a politician. In a debate, you never really answer the question. As a politician, you never answer the question. You answer the question you want asked. So he is going to have to introduce topics that Anderson Cooper simply won't want to talk about. Anderson Cooper is going to want to talk about the prostitute from Venezuela called Elisa Machado.
Yes.
Okay, that's where they're going to focus in order to paint Donald Trump as a sexist. So he is going to have to, you know, do some bobbing and weaving and not take the 2 minutes to defend himself. He simply has to talk 10 seconds in defense and then put Hillary Clinton on the offensive and make her answer for all of her failures and all of her lies that she has told consistently in the last 8 years as Madam Secretary or over the course of her lifetime as a civil servant. So hopefully Donald Trump will be on the attack this time, rather on the defense, and really expose the failures and the lies that the progressives have fed the American people during this administration and, quite frankly, as long as they've had or held any ounce of power.
Yeah. Megan Barth, ReaganBaby.com. Thank you so much. Good stuff.
Hey, Kate, thanks.
All right, so you just heard Megan there, and the one thing I completely agree with, you know, because here's the thing. I've said this before. Look, the pre-existing condition, that was the best thing that happened, right? Everything else has been insane. I've heard this from all of my friends, and it doesn't matter what their political persuasion. I have plenty of people that are lifelong liberal Democrats. I mean, really, really liberal Democrats, and then others who are on the opposite end of the spectrum. And here's the thing, they all agree about the Affordable Care Act, the confusion, the jump in the prices that they're paying, excuse me, that they can't afford. And this, you know, they could be average middle class people. So imagine you're struggling, you've got some sort of disease, and that's the thing. I know I've said this before, but I had a doctor friend said to me, who, by the way, is you know, a card-carrying member of the ACLU, and he said to me, the thing I tell, and he's done gracious things for all his patients because he's basically accepting little tiny bits of money for people who can't afford it because it's so discombobulated, but he says, listen, the best thing you can do is just stay healthy, which is the most ridiculous thing because he knows you can't always control your health. He can do things to eat healthier and be healthier in many ways, but there's no, you know, you could have a ticking time bomb inside you, and who knows. So it is infuriating. And it is interesting, though, for Bill Clinton, because in some ways I give him credit. This is his true feelings in what he's saying, that, wow, this is ridiculous, because he's hearing that from people. And people are telling him they're upset about their health care and how could this happen and how did the Democrats let that happen and what it was supposed to be so great, but that's not happening, and these exchanges are shutting down, and people are just simply confused. I hope they do bring it up in the debate. I want to hear what Clinton has to say and what Donald Trump has to say. All right, stay with us, because coming up next, we're going to talk to Michael Dougherty about Julian Assange and what he has to release on Hillary Clinton and some other thoughts as well.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity. Available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now, Julian Assange keeps threatening that he's got some amazing amount of damaging information about Hillary Clinton that's going to be floated right before the election. So who better to join us on ATN than Michael Dougherty? He's a senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine. He's a board member at Snoop Wall. I mean, his credentials would take us half an hour to go through. And he's written this great book that you need to pick up, The Devil Inside the Beltway, The Shocking Exposé of the U.S. Government Surveillance and Overreach into Cybersecurity, Medicine, and Small Business. Michael, always fun to have you on the show.
Good to be here, Identate.
So, Julian Assange, what's he got on Hillary Clinton? What do you think the deal is there?
Well, first of all, when they put a bag over your head, and it's like we should be playing Carly Simon's song, Anticipation. Everyone's guessing, everyone's waiting. And all you can look at is like the statistical odds. Because here's a guy who has so much power and credibility because he comes through with what he says he's going to come through. So I hang my hat on that. At the same time, he probably, and this is my guess, is getting a bunch of pressure about don't look like you're helping Trump and trying to destroy Hillary, and the 10th anniversary was one thing, and he wants to string out the attention. I mean, this is a vigilante journalist. His whole thing is attention, so he's trying to steal the spotlight so he can raise money and raise importance, but he better come up with the goods. Now, he says he's got stuff on the government, and he says he's got stuff on cybersecurity, and he's got all this stuff. He doesn't say, I'm going to destroy Hillary Clinton. Those are the Trump people saying, I'm going to destroy Hillary Clinton.
Right.
I'm a little surprised he still didn't have it a couple days ago, but he says he's dropping something this week, and I am not going to, and he says he's going to drop something. Got about, I think about 100,000 files at least.
Wow.
There's a million files, I think. And it's before the election's up. So he's going to string this through. And this type of narrative, I can't help Hillary. It can't help her. So, you know, because it's all going to focus on the government status quo communications. And she was there the entire time. So it's going to be very interesting as far as when he's going to drop. But, you know, he needs to get on with it.
He does need to get on with it. I mean, this is like the boy who cried wolf, for goodness sake. If he doesn't, if there's not a payoff, like you said, I mean, it's ridiculous because he's been dragging this out for a while now. And you're right. He mentions Clinton, but the people who have really inflated it even more are guys like Roger Stone, who, as you know, was the former right-hand guy for Donald Trump's campaign. And he's the guy who's saying that these revelations will absolutely implode on Hillary Clinton's campaign. And like you said, it's not going to do them much good because they have to sit here and dance around it. But they're used to doing that. They had to do that with half of the issues that have hit her squarely in the head. I say the Clintons are like Teflon. What's up with that?
Well, that's because if you read Solinsky's, you know, Rules for Radicals, part of group control is numbing them. I mean, it's like, you know, we have, what have we seen if you're an observer? We've seen scandal after scandal after scandal. We've seen no accountability. So what does that do if you're someone outside the power grid and you're just living your life as an American, which is most of us? Well, you think, what can I do? You feel deflated. You feel frustrated. You feel if you get all upset, what's the point? So people get numb and dumb. And, you know, I hope that doesn't continue. You know, and they justify things. People purchase on emotion, and they justify with facts. So hopefully they're going to stay angry and go to the polls and vote for Trump. But, you know, it is going to be interesting to see. It's going to be tight. It's going to be close. I mean, you know, I still, what's ironic about this is I really do believe this is Trump's to lose. And if he hasn't a debate performance where he leaves all the food on the table, then there's going to be a problem. No one really wants Trump to run around acting like a 3-year-old, you know, yelling names and being that kind of thing.
Right.
But when tennis balls are thrown up, they're easy hits by Hillary during a debate, you're supposed to hit them. And for someone that is saying, you know, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired, I would have fired him on that performance. He needs to show, but it's the first one, and he is
right.
I mean, we really know what he needs to do. He needs to turn it around. I mean, everyone wants to see him turn it around in a clear, effective, on the balls of your feet manner, and put her on her heels in a factual manner, not a name calling temper tantrum manner. He does that, we're back in business.
All right, so that's how he has to answer in this second debate, which is coming up Sunday. To me, I said this all along, Michael, that everything really kind of hangs in the balance with these debates because it's must-see TV, to steal a phrase from NBC back in the day, that people are just glued to this. They can't get enough of the show of the one-on-one, and we've got two more of these, and I think this could be make or break for either one of them, actually.
No, I agree, and this is where Assange comes to be so important, because if he's got, I mean, this government has evolved so much over the past century that they all know how to keep bags over everyone's head. And it's sad to say we have to have an activist journalist who's working with hackers that's hacking their computers from overseas to inform the public what's going on, because you know the major media is not going to do it. So come on, Julian, we want to know what the truth is. Who doesn't? And that will fuel the debate.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I'd be remiss not to ask you this since you're here. On another note, what's going on with Yahoo and the information that they were willing to dump out to whatever agency? This was your expertise, because we don't really know who it is. We have some ideas, but they just, Marissa Mayer, who runs Yahoo, lost two people that were high up in her ranks because they refused to comply with what she was going to do with the government. But apparently more of this spying on people who were Yahoo subscribers.
Well, this is what this is. The peak argument of this isn't even Yahoo. The peak argument is, hey, we're the NSA and we want to see everything and just trust us because we're just trying to get the criminals. And then the tech companies are going, have a decision made, yay or nay. And so I'm sure she's made herself very unpopular with people in Silicon Valley. And it's tough when you're the CEO. You also have to look in the mirror and go, how do I look in orange stripes, black stripes? You know, what do I look?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, and then you've got the law, and then you've got the hassle index. And, you know, it is a tough decision given the current quagmire of the law right now. And this it is a tough decision because if we're not going to trust the government, and look, the government's never going to be perfect. But what's our choice? To protect ourselves. So it's not an easy answer. And, you know, it's the price we want to pay. These people that want to hurt us want to infiltrate through back doors and foundationally and play dirty. And, you know, we are at a very tough decision-making time. And it's interesting when all the facts are laid out, you find Democrats that are voting for the NSA. So it's hard because we don't have all the facts.
Yeah.
You know, the public never gets all the facts.
Yeah. So how do you bridge that gap of, I guess you can't. It just has to be because you can't release all the info.
Well, I think you build more trust in government by showing the public that when someone does something wrong, they're going to get punished. And that's the problem. We're not showing that. Lois Lerner is on, you know, permanent vacation. We're paying for it. And, you know, and if you go after a bureaucrat, we get to pay their law firm out of our money over $1,000 an hour. And they all drag it out for years. And look at Hillary Clinton. So when there's no accountability within the government, then people are afraid to give the NSA everything. Because you get people like Hillary or Obama who then make all the agencies give them the information so they can go after their enemies. That's the problem. And if the public doesn't wake up to that, that is what they should, that's the direct attack right there. And it's going to be up to the public to do it, right? Because people in bureaucracies, I mean, they don't eat their own, you know, and that's where we have to wake up. And that's why I wish Donald would just put his total professional sharpest attack hat on the next month. And because this whole infrastructure of really thinking of the American public as them and the bureaucrats as us has got to stop.
Yeah, boy, that's such an interesting take. And, you know, because you were in the middle of this, that you're right. It is us and them. No matter where you are, whether you're conservative, whether you're liberal, whether you're somewhere in between, whether you're no label, it doesn't matter. I mean, it is us and them, them and us. It's crazy. It's like sports, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, you look at all the cronies inside D.C. that are going for Hillary now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and, oh, he'll do this or that. I'm like, you know, I don't know how I could endorse her. I could endorse nobody,
right.
But I couldn't endorse her. I mean, if your concern is all that, because it's just more of the same. And, you know, we keep kicking the can down the road, and I don't know what shape America is going to be in when we finally get a chance to repair it.
Yeah, well said. Michael Dougherty, always fun to catch up with you. Thank you so much. Again, you can pick up his book, The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. Thanks, Michael.
Good talking to Kate. Take care.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.